And it's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Martin, a very good morning to you. The first contracts have been awarded for the upgrading of hundreds of kilometres of busy Gauteng Freeway. Tell us about that.
Yeah, there's a massive roads upgrading program underway between basically Johannesburg and Pretoria, and it's known as the Gauteng Freeway Improvement Program. A budget of about 55 billion rand. The number of kilometres, about 516 kilometres of road are going to be upgraded. But the bad news is that this will be upgraded while we still have to travel on it. But they've given the assurance that the workings won't be taking place during peak periods. In the meantime, a lot of bridges are going to have to be removed. A lot of roads are going to have to be widened. New lanes coming in. And in just the one example the Allendale off-ramp, that has one bridge at the moment. It's going to end up with three bridges there, and all the robots will go, so it'll be a free-flowing traffic. So we're looking forward to a great new freeway network between mainly Johannesburg and Pretoria. But the constraint at the moment is that the civil engineering community is so busy that every tender that goes out is so highly priced, and the budget could go way above the 55 billion rand estimated.
A second wind farm, 15 times larger than the first, on the cards for the Western Cape.
Yeah, the Western Cape is into wind energy. We saw it with the Darling launcher, only a small micro wind farm, 5.2 megawatts, but that is up and running, and it's a commercial project backed by the Danes. Now we see the Western Cape Environmental Department, their own provincial activity. They want to come in with the St. Helena project. This is a much bigger one, 15 times bigger, 80 megawatts, and they're looking to laying the foundations. Hopefully, they're a bit ambitious. By June next year, the foundations to go down for that St. Helena wind farm project, 80 megawatts. And then, of course, Eskom has got its own project. It wants to put up a wind farm in the Western Cape as well. Been working on the Frederikdal area for some time now. A little bit of a delay on that, but that'll be 100 megawatts. And then going onto the West Coast, there are other projects along the West Coast which has a lot of wind potential. And then over the border into Namibia, of course, there's plans for Lüderitz, there's plans for Swartkopmund, and also Walvis Bay with wind energy there. So South Africa has its own target that it wants a renewable energy percentage to be 15% of the total energy by 2014. And it looks like with these projects going through, it might just meet that.
Finally, South Africa has drawn up a roadmap for the combating of climate change and global warming.
Yeah, climate change and global warming on the lips of the whole international community. South Africa has to come into line. We're just not country ready at the moment. Other countries are way ahead of us. And so we have to set out a roadmap. And that is being done by SENERI, which is a South African National Energy Research Institute. They promised at a recent fossil fuel workshop that they would come up with this roadmap, as they call it, to map the way forward as to how we get ready for dealing with the issues of climate change and global warming. I mean, the International Energy Agency has pleaded with all countries, any new fossil fuel power station, any new coal-fired power station going up should have carbon capture and storage. That's the new buzzword, CCS. And that means that you don't allow the carbon dioxide to go into the air anymore, because that creates the global warming and the pollution. You capture that carbon dioxide and you inject it into the ground, and you leave it in the ground for another 250 years. It shouldn't escape. So now what SENERI has to do is to find out where we can do that. Where are you going to inject this in the ground? Where are you going to get the correct rock formations? And so that will be done, they say, by December 2009. Then they will come up with a demonstration plant, because we want to see how this works, and they'll have the plans for that in 2011 and then go forward with it in 2014. So a little bit in the distance, but in the meantime, South Africa looking at this whole issue of carbon capture and storage, because so much of our energy comes from coal and we put so much CO2 into the atmosphere, but the cost is an issue, and it looks like it's something like $60 per ton. And just on the demonstration plant of 10,000 tons a year, that's going to be a costly business. So they need to come down the cost curve, and perhaps the Australians will be able to help them, because they've got ZeroGen coming through. ZeroGen will probably be the first carbon capture and storage example for the world, and perhaps we can learn a few lessons there.
Quite interesting. I've learned quite a bit. Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back again at the Coalface at the same time next Friday.